Giant Radio, original podcast.
Welcome back. Whoa, what a wrestling match it was. Fortunately, no one recognized Bhima after the match. It just made Bhima the most favorite wrestler in the kingdom and of King Virata too. Days passed and the Pandavas had completed almost 10 months in the Matsya kingdom. While all the brothers were busy with their chores, Draupadi was tending to the queen and the princess as their maid and engaged herself in menial tasks. Queen Sudeshna had a brother, Kichaka. He was a terror and was the commander-in-chief of the Virata's army. King Virata actually was powerless without Kichaka. It seemed that King Virata was a king for namesake. The real ruler was actually Kichaka. Kichaka was proud and vain. He once saw Draupadi and was smitten by her beauty, obviously. And sure enough, he wanted her as his queen. While Draupadi had clearly mentioned to Queen Sudeshna that she was already married to 5 Gandharvas, or the celestial beings, and whoever tried to trouble her would themselves be in trouble. But Kichaka wouldn't listen. He insisted on having Draupadi as his queen. One day, when Draupadi went near Kichaka's dwelling to perform her duty, Kichaka tried pulling and troubling her. Draupadi ran from there and went to King Virata's court. Kichaka pushed Draupadi down to the ground and insulted her. No one came to her help. Angry and fuming, Draupadi went to Bhima and insisted that Kichaka be taught a lesson for his abusive behavior. Bhima couldn't bear to see Draupadi being humiliated. He wouldn't let this pass. They came up with a clever plan, for Kichaka was also a very strong wrestler, and also Bhima had to make sure that no one would come to know it was him who destroyed Kichaka. And so, cleverly, they planned and made Kichaka come to the dancing hall. They put off all the lights and kept the hall dark. Bhima wrapped a sari around him and sat there like a woman. Kichaka thought it was Draupadi and was delighted. As he came near, Bhima pounced on him and there was a fierce fight. Bhima, with all his anger and disgust, crushed Kichaka and turned him into a ball of flesh. He quickly went back to his kitchen, washed himself, changed and got back to his cooking. Who would know that it was him? What do you think? Draupadi went out and announced to the guards that her Gandharva husbands were angry with Kichaka and they killed him for all his atrocities. People started becoming weary of Draupadi. They clearly knew how powerful Kichaka was, and no one other than Balarama and Bhima had the ability to kill Kichaka in the manner he was killed. They thought Draupadi was no doubt a beautiful woman, but also was dangerous, as she is protected by the Gandharvas. The news spread far and wide and reached Duryodhana, who was waiting for a chance, who had not left any stone unturned in trying to find the Pandavas. This news actually gave him hope. He knew none but Bhima could have killed Kichaka. He also felt that the woman who was behind this killing could also be Draupadi. He wanted to ascertain these facts and so immediately planned an attack in the Duryodhana style. With the help of another king, Susharma, who was also the enemy of King Virata, and also his entire team consisting of Karna, Drona, Bhishma, Kripacharya, Ashwatthama, attacked Matsya kingdom and stole all the cattle from there. As soon as King Virata heard this, he was shaken. He had always depended on Kichaka, and without him, he didn't know what to do. Yudhishthira, as Kanka, the advisor, reassured him that he was also a good warrior and could help him. He also called upon Ballava, Grantika, and Tantipala, Bhima, Nakula, and Sahadeva, and went to attack the Kauravas. While they were away, Duryodhana's army attacked the kingdom from a different direction. And who would help now? The king was away already. It was a prince. Yes, there was a prince also. King Virata's son, Uttara. The villagers came seeking his help and to save him from the attack of Duryodhana. Uttara boasted in front of all the women and said, if only he had an able charioteer, he would in no time destroy the Kaurava army. Hearing this, Draupadi soon arranged for a charioteer. Guess who? Of course, it was Brihannala, Arjuna. Pretending to be afraid of the battle, Arjuna hesitantly got ready and got into the chariot. But the moment he held the reins, no one could say that he didn't know warfare. As they were approaching the battlefield, Uttara took to his heels. He shuddered looking at the Kaurava army and said he was too little to handle the huge army of the Kauravas. It would be foolishness to get into this battle. Arjuna filled him with courage and told him that he didn't have to fear. Despite this, Uttara was unsure. He was all set to leave the battlefield and run away. Arjuna asked him to take over the reins and ride the chariot and drive towards the outskirts of the city, to the Shami tree. Prince Uttara was confused. He was wondering what was happening. Arjuna asked him to pull out the bundle that looked like a corpse, tied up on top of a branch. Uttara, again in horror, pulled out the bundle and brought it down. Arjuna asked him to unwrap it. Uttara couldn't believe what he saw. Divine weapons that shone like the sun. The moment he touched them, he felt courageous, fearless. He looked up and he knew that it wasn't a eunuch. He was none other than Arjuna himself. Yes, Arjuna revealed himself to Uttara. He told him about the other Pandavas who were at the palace and also the reason why they had hidden themselves there. Uttara folded his hands and bowed down to Arjuna. He felt fortunate to meet Arjuna and said that the very sight of him filled him with courage. They quickly got onto the chariot and approached the Kaurava army. Arjuna's teacher, Drona, and his great-grandfather could immediately make out that the one riding in the chariot was none other than Arjuna himself. Duryodhana was delighted. He was jumping with joy, for he thought that the Pandavas were identified even before they completed the period of incognito, and they could be sent again for 12 years. That would be terrible, isn't it? Why did the Pandavas reveal themselves like this? Was this a mistake? Was this a trap? Were they deceived and tricked again? Let's see in the next episode. Until then, goodbye.